You're listening to the All Sport Breakfast Podcast with Darcy Waldegrave from Newstalk ZB.
The Warriors are on fire and hopefully they carry on so tonight as they take on Manly, the Sea Eagles, and we're joined now by a man who's played for both sides, Lewis Brown. Welcome to the program. Well, it's good to catch up, Louis. I trust you well.
Yeah, well, Darcy, how's things with you, mate?
Yeah, no, good. Could be a whole lot worse. I could have a job. I could work for a living. No one wants that. The game coming up is going to be a grind for the Wars. They had a great win last week, but I don't think we could underestimate what Manly are going to bring to the party. They have got some crash hot players in there, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I think if you look across the board, Darcy, to the game that we're looking at, I feel like we're meeting them at a good time for us. I think, you know, the narrative's sort of gone, you know, we're chasing teams. I feel like, you know, we're sort of becoming a little bit like Penrith, we're becoming hunted. You know, there's these headlines over here, you know, Billy Slater. The narrative's changed. It's not they're going to be there or thereabouts in the top four, the top eight. The narrative is they can win the premiership. And the same goes with Manly. A lot of people have had them as premiership favourites, us as the premiership favourites, and It's just a mouth-watering a collision that, you know, at round six, round seven, you know, you want to see. Two teams that have really, really attack well from all over the field. Manly are very, very good at, you know, their shifts, especially at Tom at the back of shape of each either side. Luke Brooks has really added that dimension to them where, you know, he can float and, you know, him and Cherry really combine well. I really like that half pairing that they've got. I really feel like that is something that's going to grow on during their season. And then obviously Hamole in the back row, what kind of havoc he causes. And then, you know, nothing needs to be said about the man at the back, Tommy Trbojevic. He's had many a great day at Mount Smart. I remember the one in the under-20s when he ran over 500 metres and scored five tries. So he's always had a great field day at Mount Smart. I think game of the round, Darcy, and just a real good test for us. But at the same time, I feel like, you know, there wouldn't be many games that we're heading into that we don't feel confident about actually giving it a good nudge.
I like the way you say we, but you played a pile of games anyway for Manly. You obviously, and you're still living over in Sydney, but you're not split. I know who you're backing, right?
Oh, mate, home's always home. You know, like at the end of the day, the Warriors were always the club I supported as a kid. You know, so to be able to, you know, dream about playing for your childhood team, you know, that's... It's crazy, and they'll always be home. Mount Smart will always be home for me, and I always wear my Warriors emblem on my sleeve, mate, whenever it comes to rugby league, and I've never hid that. But, you know, I also spent some a great time at Manly. Got to live on the Northern Beaches, which is a great part of Sydney, and just a club that's rich full of history. You know, obviously, the great Bobby Fulton played there, Steve Menzies, you know, the Stewart brothers. The list goes on. You know, the breeding ground of rugby league players that they have over there is astonishing. And, you know, we're starting to see them tap into the, you know, the western suburbs now as well. You know, obviously their feeder club is the Blacktown Workers, which is at west of Sydney. And, you know, tapping into that talent, those Pacific Island boys that, you know, that Penrith and Parramatta miss out, which I think, you know, a great stroke from the Manly pathways.
Where's the weak point in this Waz side, do you think, Lewis? You look right across the board, there's some great players in good form, but if you look with a real critical eye, where would you aim, where would you attack? Where are they not quite all that?
I don't think we have much weakness. I think our weakness is our mentality, if it comes down to it at the end of the day, which I'd like to think we don't have a weak mentality, because our DNA of the way we play footy at the moment, like, This is a side that, like, currently on form, this is some of the best footy I've ever seen a team play from my opening period. Like, just the way that they complete in games, the way they compete in games, the way they put themselves in games. So if I was to say there was a weak point, it would be us beating ourselves, if you know what I mean. Like, not us. What we've done the last five rounds is really given ourselves every opportunity to win the game. You know, and that comes to, you look at our completions, you look at the our meters run, our kick meters, and even our defense. You know, I've heard a lot of games where a lot of, like, commentators and reporters are like, oh, the Warriors' fifth tackles options are bad, like, they're not competing for it. But realistically, what they're doing is catching that person, and then they're just hanging their hats on the defense, ramping up their line speed, you know, plus three, we call it. So that's the first three tackles of every set on your kick chase. And we're winning them. Nine times out of ten, we're driving them back. So I think the only thing weak about our team, which I haven't seen yet, as if we beat ourselves, and that comes mentally.
And that kick is a great choice, because what it's saying to the opposition is, yeah, fine, score a length of the field. Try, do it from inside your team. Good luck to you.
It really shows the patience in the team, what they know that they can do. And it's not an easy task to execute, like getting 17 blokes to buy into, hey, let's get through a six kick chase plus three, you know, repeat until they, you know, they muck up. It's a bit like front loading your energy to reap the rewards later in the game, if that makes sense. And I really think that, you know, we're really hanging our hats on that at the moment. You know, we're really priding ourselves on competing, completing, kick chase, plus three. That's our bread and butter. That's our DNA. We ramp up our defense. We shrink up our line. Our line speed's great. And, you know, we put kick pressure on, and that's all the one percenters. And that's what you need in this game to give yourself every opportunity to win the game. And every single game that we've played in this year, we've had opportunity to win it. Some games we haven't won it for miraculous reasons, obviously the Storm game, and then I believe the Sharks game, you know, we were at 12-0. We put one more on them, the floodgates open for us, you know. But that's lessons that we're learning. That's growth that gives us to grow throughout the season. And, you know, I just really like, you can probably tell the tone though I'm speaking about it. I don't say this lightly, and I don't rap the Warriors like lightly, but they're playing some amazing footy, and I'm really, really proud of the rugby league team that's running out of our Go Media Stadium at the moment.
5 o'clock this afternoon, Warriors sixth on the table up against Sea Eagles eighth on the table. It promises to be one hella clash, and Lewis Brown, always great to catch up, mate. You enjoy yourself over there in Sydney, and we'll do it again soon, I'm sure.
Cheers, Darcy. You're a good man, mate.
For more from the All Sport Breakfast with Darcy Waltergrave, listen live to News Talk ZB on Saturday mornings, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.